This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado is moving ahead with spending nearly $4 billion in federal COVID relief money. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
The state Senate unanimously passed a package of bills that would support small businesses, transportation, and infrastructure projects. It would also set aside a large portion of money to be spent in the future. Republican Senator Paul Lundeen backed the bills.
We could have a debate about whether inflationary pressures are good for us or not, but that is not where we will go. Instead, we will take this money that is coming to the state from the federal government and use it on behalf of the people of Colorado to the best of our abilities.
Bipartisan committees will also meet over the summer and fall to come up with spending plans on housing, mental health, and workforce development. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Ground was broken today on a new project to improve movement among military bases in El Paso County. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
The $159 million project will improve Interstate 25, Colorado Highway 94, and South Academy Boulevard. Upgrades include replacing bridges, adding passing and turn lanes, and widening roads. The goal is to help traffic flow better to places like Fort Carson and Peterson Air Force Base. The project also aims to improve safety and efficiency for people traveling through the Pikes Peak region. Construction is slated to be done in 2024. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
The Rockies are welcoming back capacity crowds at Coors Field. The change takes effect June 28th. Denver officials lifted all limits on large outdoor venues earlier this week, including Empower Field at Mile High, where the Broncos play, and Red Rocks. Coming up on the program, President Biden met with Senator Shelley Moore Capito from West Virginia, who is leading the talks for Republicans on an infrastructure bill. And also, coming up in 10 minutes, CPR's transportation reporter Nathaniel Miner will join us to talk about the transportation bill that passed the Colorado House today and will soon end up on the governor's desk. That's in 10 minutes on CPR News. Fort Collins is at 77 degrees, Vail 67, Grand Junction 88. This is CPR News.